Welcome to Savor Food and Body, a podcast for women in midlife who are ready to lose the mental and emotional weight of dieting. I'm your host, Amanda Bullitt, an undieting dietitian and certified intuitive eating counselor. Join me as I talk with other experts in the fields of intuitive eating, women's health, body image, and so much more. You'll also hear stories of women just like you who have learned to undiet their lives and fully embrace wellness without obsession. Let's get started. Hey there, and welcome to another live episode of the Savor Food and Body podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by the Midlife Feast. It's a community hosted by Dr. Jen Salad-Puber, a good friend and colleague of mine. I also work as an intuitive eating counselor and coach within the program as well. And if you're ready to reclaim joy in eating and find peace with your body, even through perimenopause and menopause, the Midlife Feast community is a great place to be. It includes recipes. There's a monthly education topic every month, as well as a community of other women just like you who are wading through the wild ride of midlife, we'll just say. And it's a really great experience to be with other women that are going through not only the midlife experience, but also learning to give up diets and find the healthiest version of you at the same time. So there's an on-demand learning library. Of course, there's information you can trust from Dr. Jen, who is a naturopath and a registered dietitian, myself, and also a movement coach. There's the recipe library I mentioned, of course, the community of other like-minded women that are going through your same life experiences, group coaching, and of course, intuitive eating support. So you can learn more about the Midlife Feast community wherever you're listening to this. Just click the link in the show notes below. And let's get started on today's episode. So a timely episode as we head into December. We're talking about mindful eating during the holidays and three ways to increase satisfaction, which is so important during the holidays. It's important any time of year, but particularly around the holidays because our lives are super busy. You might be going a million different directions or feel like you're pulled in a million different directions. And it can be really hard to stay attuned to your physical and emotional needs. So we're going to dive into three strategies today to help you feel more grounded and more mindful with your eating and just with the season in general so that you don't get to January and feel completely fried or feel like you need to start another diet too, more importantly. So the holiday season, like I said, is a really busy time of year, and there are plenty of ways to distract you from taking care of yourself. And as you've heard me talk about attunement disruptors before, things like travel, late night parties, eating different foods, hosting family or friends, and of course, maybe the diet commentary that comes with that, work parties and kids' activities, all of those, while they're great, they can distract you from basic needs like eating regularly, getting movement that you enjoy, and maintaining a consistent sleep schedule. And as wonderful as this time of year is, it's not uncommon to get to December 24th and feel physically and emotionally spent. But by using the three strategies that we're going to talk about that involve mindful eating, hopefully this will become a season of joy for you and everyone around you. So let's get to it. The first strategy we want to talk about or tip is eating enough consistently really is the foundation of mindful eating. So I know mindful eating has gotten co-opted by diet culture, just like intuitive eating has. And so mindful eating can sometimes feel like it crosses into the whole clean eating realm, which is very much diet mentality. The mindful eating from a truer sense of the word is really what we're talking about today. And it's really easy to not make time for meals or snacks when you have a million things to do on your to-do list, especially during the holidays. And being the holidays, you might grab a few cookies to have with your vanilla latte and call it breakfast. You might miss lunch as you dash between appointments and holiday shopping, or you maybe even try to avoid holiday weight gain by eating light during the day, thinking that you're quote unquote being good
And you, because you know you're attending a holiday party at night. So this kind of goes back to that old diet mentality of I'm saving my calories up for an eating experience later in the evening time. Doesn't work. You've probably experienced how much that can backfire. So honoring your physical hunger can easily go by the wayside when you're busy, because it's difficult to hear subtle signs of hunger until you're ravenously hungry or primally hungry, as my clients hear me talk about it. And this isn't your fault. It's just kind of our default mode. It's programmed into you as a built-in survival mechanism to help you survive in times of stress. So if you think about major stressors, famine, war, even refugee status, like those folks, there's no time to be feeling hunger. They're under such significant stress. It's shutting down that parasympathetic side of your nervous system, which is our rest and digest side of the nervous system. And that is for survival reasons. But the holiday season is not meant to be, anyway, a dramatic experience on par with war, famine, being a refugee. It's meant to be a joyful time of year, even in its busyness. However, if you're not eating until you're starving, you can also set yourself up for eating more than you're comfortably full. And I see this oftentimes when I'm working with women in midlife, in that they wait until they're more ravenously or primally hungry, partly because they're busy, but partly also because they've been told that that's what you're supposed to do through diet culture. But then they can more easily swing over to that, wow, I'm beyond comfortably full side of the hunger fullness spectrum. If you identify with this, you might also be more likely to make food choices that don't align with your health goals. So if that's you, if you've experienced swinging between that ravenous hunger or primal hunger and feeling uncomfortably full, I'm going to invite you to give this tip a try. So set a pleasant reminder on your phone to check in with your hunger roughly every 2 to 3 hours. Don't set that in stone. It's just meant to be a gentle guideline. And as you are used to hearing notifications go off for social media, texts, and emails, you're used to keying into something needs attention. But your need for consistent fuel is just as important as any of those other notifications. So I also note that some of my clients easily override some of those notifications. So you may want to set that pleasant reminder to be a different type of charm or sound or acknowledgement than the notifications that you have set for social media, text, and emails, so that your brain is hearing like, oh, there's something different here that I'm supposed to check in about. And like I said, your body's physiological and emotional need for consistent fuel is just as important as whatever anybody else's fire might be going on, and you're getting notifications about those. So honoring your hunger with balanced nutrition whenever possible is also really great for this time of year. Striving for practice and not perfection here is really important. So what I mean by balancing your nutrition whenever possible is with your meals and snacks, including carbs, protein, and healthy fats. And this can help you feel more energized and more emotionally grounded and getting to the end of the day and feeling less emotionally spent. This will help with the busyness of the season and help you feel like you get to January without being completely overwhelmed and just fried. So some examples of holiday-inspired snacks that some of my clients have come up with and we brainstorm together in sessions: trail mix, and I invite you to up your trail mix game during the holiday season. So that might be roasted nuts or even candied nuts if you want to get fancy, dried cranberries or figs, and pieces of dark chocolate or milk chocolate if you're a milk chocolate person, and toasted pumpkin seeds. So in that delightful combination, you have carbs from the dried fruit, you have some micronutrients, particularly magnesium, coming in from pumpkin seeds that can help with a sense of calming effect. And then, of course, the mixed nuts have protein and healthy fats. And the chocolate is there just for a festive, fun, and satisfying part of the snack as well. Whole grain crackers with hummus or your favorite cheese and a tangerine this time of year, those baby oranges that are coming out. They're seasonal this time of year, so they're going to be even more delicious this time of year. If you're near a Costco, you know that they come in large cases this time of year. So definitely having a bag of those around the house to grab with some crackers or cheese or hummus or even a handful of nuts too can be really great this time of year. Holiday cookies with a handful of nuts and a cup of herbal rooibos chai tea is a big fan of, I'm a big fan of this time of year. And then always the old standby is an apple with almond or peanut butter and a cup of soy milk. I add this cup of soy milk. And again, I recognize not everybody's a fan of soy, but if you're a woman over 40 and you're also experiencing signs of perimenopause or even into early postmenopause, the benefits of soy, both from a protein standpoint as well as phytoestrogens to help you reduce hot flashes or night sweats, can be a real game changer this time of year to help you get through the holiday season. Okay, moving on to tip number two or strategy number two. Mindful eating encourages you to lead with satisfaction when choosing meals and snacks. So mindful eating during the holiday encourages you to shift your mindset away from restrictive or contractive food rules and towards expansive add-in approach to food. So what can you add to your meals and snacks to make them more satisfying? Honoring physical hunger is important to maintain energy. We know that, that's a given. But taste hunger is also important for mental and emotional health, particularly this time of year. So 'tis the season for foods you don't normally have all year. This is true between Thanksgiving and New Year's usually. So whether it's your grandmother's favorite famous fudge recipe, your mom's pumpkin bread, or the fancy cheese on the charcuterie board that you'd never pay for in July, honoring your taste hunger this time of year is essential. How does taste hunger relate to mindful eating, you ask? It's the sensation that you feel when food just looks good and you want to try it. You might not be physically hungry, but the idea of tasting the food is appealing. Taste hunger is essential for feeling satisfied with your meals without eating beyond comfortable fullness. It keeps you from the fear of missing out on foods that you love, which can trigger old dieting thoughts and behaviors. And again, going back to why is this important this time of year, there are a lot of seasonal foods and seasonal recipes out this time of year that have an emotional component to it. Maybe it is an old family recipe, or it's something you remember having with friends in college, your first Christmas away from home or holiday season away from home where you weren't home for as long a period of time. So taste hunger can really be heightened this time of year because there are a lot of foods around that have memories tied to them. And that's even more important to honor that taste hunger rather than try to shove it down and leave you feeling with this fear of missing out. Because as we probably all know, the minute that you do that, your willpower is only going to hold out for so long. And then you are going to be in that overeating, compulsive eating, restricting dieting cycle that maybe you've been in years in the past. So when you're on a diet or following specific food rules, mindful eating doesn't work. This is an important part because this is the important distinction between what I said at the top of the episode in that mindful eating is getting co-opted by diet culture. The true sense of mindful eating does not involve conditional eating. So what do I mean by that? If you say to yourself, I can only eat the foods allowed on my plan, or I can have the holiday cookies only if I work out longer tomorrow, or only if I have a salad for dinner tonight, these are examples of conditional permission or contractive thinking with food. You put limitations on what you're allowing yourself to eat during the holidays. That's this conditional permission to eat. And that's not true mindful eating. And this is oftentimes I think about it as like a false sense of mindful eating, because you suppress your satisfaction and taste hunger by not having that full permission, unconditional permission to eat the foods. How can you honor your taste hunger, lean with satisfaction, and not feel like you're out of control with holiday foods? This is a big one, comes up often in sessions this time of year, this fear of if I start eating the holiday fudge or the holiday cookies or the stuffing, mashed potatoes, whatever it is, pumpkin bread, I'm never going to stop. And while that may be true and you may feel that, and I'm not here to diminish that sense of urgency around those foods, what I want to make really clear is oftentimes that sense of urgency with those foods and that greater allure that comes with those foods is because you haven't had them all year, or you only allow yourself to have them during the holiday season. So knowing that no amount of willpower is going to really in the end keep you from the foods that you love, in one way or another, it will come back to bite you in the butt later. So how do you avoid feeling out of control with these holiday foods? And that full condition, unconditional permission to eat them is part of that. But if you're afraid of feeling out of control, I want to invite you to ask yourself, would I eat this food at this moment if I knew it would have no impact on my health or my weight? Saying that another way, again, by Dr. Jen Salop-Huber, the host of the Midlife Peace Community, Jen would say, will having more of this food at this moment add or take away from my satisfaction? So this is the both of these questions to ask yourself are really key in keeping you in the moment. So mindfulness, mindful eating, and not letting your diet mentality hijack whether you're going to be satisfied or not, or you should eat the whole plate of cookies or not. So these questions can help keep you grounded and sitting with that feeling of like, I really want to finish all of this, but you don't have to. When there's a real sense of freedom that comes with, if you don't finish all of this right now, you can have it later. You can have it tomorrow. You can have it again in 1, 2, 3 hours. It doesn't matter. So again, ask yourself, would I eat this food at this moment if I knew it would have no impact on my health or my weight? Or will having more of this food at this moment add or take away from my satisfaction? If you ask yourself those two questions, I guarantee you will feel a little bit more in control of your food choices, and not in a diety way, but in a in an actual authentic savoring food in your body way. Our tip number three for mindful eating during the holidays is to slow down and enjoy the flavors of the season. You don't have to eat all the foods all the time and feel uncomfortably full. You don't have to have this scarcity mindset of if I don't eat them now, I'm never going to have them again for another year, or somebody else is going to beat me to the leftovers. You can practice mindful eating during the holidays with seasonal foods, embrace comfortable fullness, and honor your satisfaction without judgment or a plan to get quote unquote back on track in January. And the best way to practice more mindfulness with food, exercise, or movement and life during the holidays is to make a self-nourishment menu. And you've heard me talk about this on the podcast before, and there is a link in the show notes to go and read the blog post and the listen to the episode that is specific to the self-nourishment menu. But just as a recap, I want to invite you to the beginning of each week, take a look at your calendar and plug in at least 3 of the following self-nourishment activities. What nights do you want to cook at home? Or when do you need takeout? What holiday activities do you have going on that week? When do you want to get in some exercise? Even for 10, 15 minutes. Block out time for quiet reflection time, whether that's meditation, journaling, reading, doing some yoga, blocking out time for connecting with family or friends. And setting boundaries around self-care, like a consistent sleep routine. So blocking out in your calendar, I'm going to be in bed by 10 p.m. Most nights. So plugging in at least three of those items into your calendar, and really important here, practice, not perfection, is essential. This activity isn't meant to increase stress in your life. So as Jen would say, lower the bar if you need to, and only choose one or two self-nourishment activities per week during the holidays. Whatever it takes to help you feel more attuned to your needs with food, movement, rest, and your emotional well-being, doing whatever it takes to help you stay grounded in the present and savoring the flavors of the season, savoring the spirit of the season, really, doing whatever it takes will help you get to January and feel more refreshed and not feel like you now need a whole month to recover from the holidays. So I hope that's helpful. Again, I always welcome your comments or questions, or if you need more clarification on anything, you are welcome to email me anytime at alpinenutrition.org/contact at the top of the page. I'm happy to chat with you there. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Alpine Nutrition, and hit me up in the DMs if you spend more time there. So again, I want to help you be successful in your holiday season and really be able to savor the season and not feel spent. So with that, I wish you a happy holidays. I'm sure we'll be talking again between now and the end of December. But until then, take good care of yourself, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening today. I hope this conversation inspires you to undiet your life and start savoring food and your body. You can find show notes and resources from this episode by going to alpinenutrition.org/blog, B-L-O-G. If you'd like to learn more about my one-on-one counseling or group coaching programs, go to my website, alpinenutrition.org, and click Work With Me at the top of the page. And finally, if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. Until next time, keep savoring food and your body.